honest. That skepticism sometimes means listening to one wise farmer instead of a UN or EPA agriculture committee when regulations are suggested. It may mean listening to one online voice instead of the Silicon Valley cartel united against him. Or one conservative professor censured by a left-wing Ivy League university. Even the left understands this, even if they swear they don't. They recently elected a bartender to Congress, after all, and claimed that was what made her worth listening to. A people this rebellious do not take kindly either to a government that intrudes into every area of our lives, in the name of everything from defense to ending poverty, while achieving neither. Nor do we take kindly to a media elite that tells us we can't vote for an outsider presidential candidate. They can bury us in fake news aimed at training us to hate that outsider candidate, but Americans still don't like to be told what to do. In fact, that outsider candidate may start to sound more like a fellow rebel to them than like a threat. The MAGA Doctrine is a book about what happens when the two political parties stop listening to the people and the people win anyway. We live in a democratic republic, but this is still a near miracle. We will examine how the most controversial president of modern times managed to transform American politics in just a few years, and how politicians and pundits race to keep up. Throughout the stories of policy wins and political battles, we will explore two key ideas. The first is the false claim that Trump's political base is not forward-thinking. The slogan "Make America Great Again" may use the past as the benchmark for greatness, but we are not advocating a return to mid-century America. Turn on the television or read newspaper columns calling modern conservatives backward-looking, and you can see why they consistently get President Trump wrong. They misread what is happening. They offer false predictions on what will happen next. If you think we are not calling for a brighter future as a strong, dynamic country of free and equal Americans, you will never understand the revolution happening before your eyes. Heading into the 2016 election, both parties assumed the presidency would be decided on the same old issues, presented in the same boring way. They prepared accordingly. The Republican base found a better choice and caught a dying Democrat Party off guard. Why has there been so much misunderstanding around the president's popularity and plans? In the pages that follow, I'm going to argue that even members of his own party continue to misunderstand the permanence of the change among the base. That brings us to the second, deeper idea here. Critics of the president can't see that the giant, lumbering institutions they run, from the deep state to the New York Times, are the ones not well prepared for the future. The reasons they feel so smug about running the country for decades to come are, in fact, the reasons they will soon lose control of everything. They find Trump's constant battles against the urban elite puzzling. A television celebrity attacking the media? A billionaire attacking billionaires? A Manhattanite in a suit winning over stadiums full of farmers? What they don't understand is that the masses have been looking for someone to stand up to the powerful. And who else could get away with it? Trump may be the freest man in the world. What is the MAGA doctrine? Bigger is not always better. The role of government should be so small that it is barely noticeable. Yet over the past several decades, it has ballooned into an enormous enterprise thanks to both political parties. Too many institutions created to counter the power of government, from the media to Wall Street, have practically joined forces with it. Fake news is out of control, and defense contractors have taken unprecedented advantage of the American taxpayer. Protecting individual liberty from the tyrannical forces of government is the idea our nation was built upon. It is the only way to protect the individual's rights, the family, local churches and schools, and other groups who can't fight back themselves. Be skeptical of everything, especially your government. Ask questions, fight for your rights, and never surrender. President Trump has been under attack from the moment he declared he was running. Neither electoral challenges nor impeachment threats can erase the Trump legacy. He has brought about a reawakening,